Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Who put that guy in the promos?
There we go.
Good to be back with you guys as we get ready for another Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. The Rebels coming off of a very close win, closer than we needed it to be, but nonetheless, a win to go to 6-0 on the season.
Only eight times in the history of Ole Miss football have we been 6-0. That's pretty high cotton.
No doubt. Everybody's complaining about the game Saturday, but it was a classic trap game. And that'd be kind of one of my five thoughts, but it's good to be able to learn those kind of situations after a win, and I think Lane's going to have their full attention this week in practice.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that, but, you know, you say trap game. Washington State gave up 59 points the last two outings to Washington and to North Texas. Not Texas A&M, not Texas, not Texas Tech. North Texas scored 59 points on them, and we could only manage 24. I think that's more than a trap game issue.
Yeah, well, you look at the first drive and they get down to their 3 or 4, don't score. Second drive down the red zone, miss a field goal. There are a lot of points that were missed, and you know, Trinidad didn't have his best game, and Washington State did a lot of different things, and they settled in on a quarterback that had played well lately. They've been rotating three quarterbacks, and he played well. And Washington State, a lot of those turnovers, a lot of those points came off of turnovers previous couple games, and I don't think they had any, did they, Saturday?
They fumbled twice, and we didn't recover. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, and that's an ongoing trend, too. Ole Miss's defense needs to cause more turnovers.
We'll get into some of that a little bit deeper with some of your text messages asking questions about some of those very things that we just mentioned along the way. Jake Thompson on 3 Sports and Ole Miss Spirit joining us in the next segment. We'll get our friend Harry Harrison on. More of your text messages at 662-426-1093 if we get them in, the injuries, the recruiting, the Ole Miss news, etc. I want to give a shout-out to the Washington State fans who made it all this way. And we met several out in the Grove who said they were leaving here and just driving to Charlottesville, Virginia for the next game.
Yeah.
Not yet. Just keep on going.
Why go back to Pullman?
Yeah.
They're playing in Virginia.
I mean, you kind of circle the wagons after everything that's happened to their school, and that's good that they're showing a lot of support.
They definitely did. First South Farm Credit specializes in financing around all types of land loans. Whether you're looking for a large tract, if you want to purchase that land, or maybe recreational, you want to do some hunting or whatever, investing for the future, First South Farm Credit can help you. If you want more information, firstsouthfarmcredit.com. Now let's get those thoughts of Yancey brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operating 9 in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day, and a strange twist, I think Saturday's performance could work in Ole Miss's favor this Saturday against Georgia. There is zero doubt the Ole Miss staff will have the players' attention during practice this week. Sometimes you have to come back down to earth, and what better way to do it than after a win? Thought number two, moving forward to Saturday, Ole Miss's key matchup defensively will be to hold outside containment. Don't let Stockton get outside the pocket. That's where he is at his best. He's not a great pocket passer. Thought number three, offensively, Ole Miss can attack Georgia's secondary. Georgia is 14th in the league at getting to the quarterback, 13th in the league at creating pressures, while Ole Miss's offense has given up the third fewest sacks in the Southeastern Conference. This is a really good matchup for Chambliss, in my opinion. This is not your typical Kirby Smart defense. They are explosive. There are explosive plays to be made against this Georgia defense. Thought number four, I'm going to say this again. I'm concerned that Ole Miss is going to overuse Kiwan Lacy, which will make him susceptible to an injury down the road, or at best, not fresh for the home stretch. Would really like to see Logan Diggs get more involved. Kiwan is simply too important to not have him fresh down the home stretch. Thought number five, I've heard Georgia has had this game circled since the Rebels whipped them last season in the vault. I expect nothing but Georgia's best Saturday. It will take Ole Miss's A-ball to come out on top.
We were talking about it a little bit earlier. We both watched a good bit of Georgia-Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have all of the athletes in the past, but that Georgia defense really good.
Well, they're physical.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be the most physical game we've had by far. LSU, to me, wasn't that physical. I mean, they were SEC kind of middle of the road physical, but Georgia, I think they're tough.
Well, if Ole Miss's offensive line can hold up as they have these last few games, continue the improvement. Again, when's the last time we've seen Kirby Smart 13th and getting after the quarterback pressures and 14th in sacks? There's plays to be made, and Lane Kiffin loves chunk yards. And when you have a defense that doesn't create much pressure on the quarterback, they're there to be made.
Jake Thompson will join in the conversation next. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hexcross Road in Olive Branch, or online, romeromiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, this part of the show is brought to you by the Farese Group. They're the partner in retirement. Over 20 years experience, proven track record. They help retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you're nearing that in your life, or you're already retired, what you need to do is call the Farese Group, 601-607-4141. To schedule your free consultation. Let's bring in Jake Thompson. Hello, dude.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, Jake. Talk to us a little bit about what the highlights of Lane's press conference was today when he was basically asked him a question about Georgia.
You know, just kind of like how he would respectfully talk about a Nick Saban team in Alabama. Just Kirby's a winner, knows how to find ways to, you know, win those close games, keep teams in it, spoke highly of Stockton and called him a savvy quarterback and doesn't really put his team in any mistakes, but just really kind of praised him up, pumped him up, and, you know, a little bit to what he did last year, but it felt like this week he was maybe being a little more respectful than last week or last year. But, you know, he kind of got past Saturday's game last night talking to local media, and it was just all kind of focused tunnel vision on Georgia, and you know, hopefully the energy and enthusiasm is much better on Saturday in Athens than what we saw here in Oxford a couple of days ago.
We absolutely better be. There's no question about that. I'm just backtracking a minute. I thought Lane made a good point in Saturday night's press conference when he said the early going really set the tone of that game. We should have had 10-0, easy touchdown and an easy field goal, and they ended up scoring first and took a 7-0 lead and got all the momentum. I don't think the average fan understands the power of momentum sometimes. It's pretty strong.
Yeah, you know, they had games like that last year where they could have, would have, should have went forward on fourth down or didn't score, you know, as close as they were, you know, in that first drive Saturday, and then missed a field goal, and the other team goes, and they're playing from behind the whole game, and then don't pull those games out. So, you know, if we're sitting here trying to find some form of a silver lining, is that so far this roster, it seems to be the team that's able to win those close games or pull them out, or as a roster where you could argue that was last year was better than this year's lining them up, couldn't win those games or find a way to win, you know, hold on to those close leads or something like that. So there was positives. You know, of course, they played awful. They did not play great at all, and there was no sugarcoating that. But they found a way to win the game they're supposed to and hold on to it. And you've got to feel like they avoided a pothole Saturday, and maybe that woke them up and sparked something coming into what they've got really these next 2 weeks.
Well, you got to believe they were looking past Washington State. I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah. You know, 59.
Yeah, Lane himself even said, I think at times let it slip that they were kind of preparing for both and maybe a little bit too much Georgia, you know. Yeah. So I think that was obvious.
Guys, we saw Washington State really put a spy on Chambliss and threw him off. First time that a defense has done that. We know this is a copycat league. Chuck, Gary, Jake, do y'all expect Georgia to implement the same thing?
I don't. I don't think they.
I don't. Yeah, I think Georgia just plays Georgia football.
Yeah, right. I do too.
Yeah.
Line yeah, no, I think the offensive line is going to have that work cut out. That defensive front of Georgia is going to be enough for them to handle and Chambliss. I think, you know, obviously they know he can run, but if they make him uncomfortable, it's going to be a long game, spy or no spy. So that O-line that we've kind of pumped up after talking them down the first couple weeks that has kind of turned the corner. They're going to have to show back up this coming week because that run, the second half, I know Kiwan got yards, but it was tough yards to get. And, you know, that offensive front's got to get better this week.
I thought Washington State was a very well-coached team, though. They made good halftime adjustments, and I'm not so sure that we anticipated that.
Yeah, no, I felt like the sleepy team was the team that slept in their beds Friday night, not the one that flew cross country, and then they just never got out of it. And I don't know, you know, I'm just sitting here speculating. I'm not in their heads, but it felt like they chose to not get too creative or, as you said, adjust, and wanted a lot of vanilla on that film Saturday because it just felt like a really vanilla offense at times, not a lot of creativity, and it was Washington State that had the creativity and the trick plays and was up for this game. So, yeah, I don't know what the halftime speech was, but it didn't feel like a lot was adjusted because I even think they had less yards in the second half than they did the first half against that Washington State defense.
Another thing I think we saw last Saturday was that Trinidad Chambliss is human. You know, he made a few bad throws and that he hadn't made the first three games he played, but I think he'll snap out of that.
Yeah, you know, eventually the book was going to get on him, but there's now four games of film on him, you know, so it's going to happen, and you're now getting into the meat of these teams where they've got good coaches that know what to look for, how to scout for it, and plan for. So it's going to be up to Trinidad and that offensive, you know, coaching staff to adapt too. So I think we'll see that. I think we'll see a little some stuff we hadn't seen Saturday in Athens.
Guys, where do you think Georgia's going to try to attack Ole Miss's offense, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely. Get after Trinidad and slow Kiwan down. That'll have to be their game plan. Because I think they're susceptible in the secondary. If they give Trinidad time to throw, I'm like you, you're 5 points. There's chunk plays to be made. But if they're getting after Trinidad and they're stopping the run, it makes it a lot tougher.
Gary, wouldn't you think some quick dump-offs to number 8 can kind of negate that?
Always does.
Yeah.
I mean, every game so far. But I'm with you in the Kiwan Lacy. I don't want to get that man overused and over, you know, maybe hurt in some situation too. But, like, he didn't see the ball until the second quarter and got it, like, three plays in a row when Ole Miss scored a touchdown late in that second quarter to go back, I guess, up 10-7 at that point. It took a while to get to him, too, which may go to Jake's thought. I thought it was pretty vanilla on Saturday, too.
Jake, what how do you feel like Georgia attacks Ole Miss's offense?
Yeah, you know, I think from watching that Auburn game Saturday, and then I saw a little bit of the Alabama game, which is the most I've been able to watch of Georgia, when Arnold had time and was comfortable. He made some plays, and that Chuck alluded to in that secondary. So that's the thing, is you've got to keep Trinidad uncomfortable. He's playing in a new environment, hostile environment, the most hostile he'll have played up to this point in his career, which is kind of what I asked Lane about, and he kind of didn't really think it was a major deal, which I guess is good mentality to have as the head coach, funnel it down to the quarterback. But, yeah, you got to keep Trinidad off schedule, impatient, uncomfortable. And, yeah, if Lacy isn't getting those chunk yards that he's been able to do, you know, once he gets the ball, then that offense is going to have a long afternoon. So I know it's probably simplistic defensive scheming, but that's your two keys right there.
Jake, on the other side of the ball, Durkin for Auburn really was aggressive with his calls most of the night. Six-man lines, you know, a lot of blitzing, a lot of eight in the box, and gave Georgia fits. But we hadn't seen much of that out of Pete Golden this year. Not a lot of aggressiveness. Do you anticipate him?
You know, for a coach that said he didn't see much drop off in this group replacing the, you know, four NFL guys and some other defensive guys, it's not been the same type of defensive scheme. They haven't taken the reins off and cut them loose. Now, I know when guys have gotten back there, they've got to slow it down and get to the quarterback instead of waving high as they blow by him and miss the sack. They, you know, that's some things, but I think this is a game that they've got to load the box, go after them. And speaking of spies, you know, we've got to find a way to get Perkins to get used better. He's getting close to feel like the Harold Perkins of LSU, where they switched something up and he just wasn't as effective after his first year or so. And it's getting that way with Perkins, centering up here, where he's there, but you don't notice him except maybe once or twice a game. So they've got to get him in there, do what they had him do against Alabama with Milroe that half, where he was just all over him and made him uncomfortable and forced Georgia to adjust at halftime. That's the plan, is they've got to load the box and send the house when they feel like they have the chance.
Agreed.
Thank you, Jake. We appreciate it, my friend.
Always, my friend.
Talk to you all again.
You too.
Jake Thompson with On3 Sports and the Ole Miss Spirit. And a lot of those discussions the fans have brought up in these text messages. So we will get to, as the one texter says, why is Centurion being brought in and out of the game so much? Well, we've got an answer for that. We still have about 2 minutes. So if you want to get into that a little bit on Centurion.
Well, he's not really going in and out of the game that much. He's being used differently a lot. I mean, he had 54 snaps out of 66 defensive snaps Saturday. That's pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
But
you just don't notice him when he's 20 yards in the backfield covering guys.
He goes unnoticed when he's covering.
They got to keep him back in the box. They really do. They need him in the box. But you've got some safety issues there. We saw that with Sage Ryan too, and some other guys. And so maybe he needs some help back there as well. We don't know that.
More text messages coming up after the break.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text message time at 662-426-1093, presented by Ken and Cleary McGraw at ccmoxford.com. We also have some injuries after that. So I think we've kind of talked about it some, but now let's go deeper. What does Ole Miss have to do offensively to beat Georgia?
Oh, I got to keep them off Chambliss.
Yeah. I think that's the whole key. Yeah. I mean, obviously, key one, get going, but if they keep them off Chambliss, the running game's going to be there because they're gonna have to, you know.
And so's the passing game because they can't cover our wide receivers.
No. No.
And Daquan Wright. Now, it wouldn't surprise me, though. Let me hear y'all's opinion on this, to see Ole Miss go to some 12 personnel with Daquan Wright and Luke Haas and keep one of them in the block to give Trent Chambliss more time.
If that second tight end's healthy, right? Because we haven't seen much of the others.
Yeah, Luke's been out. I think Butler got, what, 7 snaps, something like that.
Maybe it's time to turn him loose.
Maybe so.
Because they may need an extra blocker.
Yeah.
To keep them off channel.
Pounds and Williams are going to be the two focal points. They can hold those edge guys. It's going to be really tough on Georgia's defense.
Another thing with Kewon Lacy is he will pick up the blitz. He's not only running, but he is
– good blocker. Yeah.
Really good at that, which scares me also.
He's maybe the most valuable player on the team in my eyes. That's why I don't want to get that kid hurt.
Another one is why the Rebels, coming off of a big win, have a – poor performance in the past couple of years?
Well, that's a good question. I think if anybody knew that answer,
we wouldn't
could
have
sell
them,
it.
Right? I think the real thing to me, and again, Coach just talked about it, is the 11 a.m. games.
Yep.
Why playing so poorly in those early games?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when they
it's
practice.
Been a trend.
So they should be used to it.
Been a trend. They play at 11 at Oklahoma, 11 at Citadel or Noon or whatever, 11 Mississippi State. A lot of 11s coming up.
Yep. Three more.
Figure it out.
Three more out of
sure.
the six or 11 or noon, right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
You've got to be prepared for it. And I'm with Chuck, though. They practice at that time.
Yeah. And so they should be used to it. Who knows? Who knows with kids these days? I'm surprised we didn't get a question about why is the most powerful conference in America have the worst officials?
Yeah, we haven't had that anything about the officials at all, but I can agree with you.
It's amazing. And I'm not talking about just Ole Miss.
Watch
game.
Any game.
No.
That Auburn-Georgia game the other night was the biggest joke of officiating I think I've seen. And whether you believe he scored or not, the rest of the game was just a catastrophe.
Auburn-Oklahoma game was the same way.
How many minutes did you say it was between right at the 2 minute
right at
timeout?
The 2 minute mark before the half, when they were reviewing whether that was a touchdown or not, or a fumble or whatever? 43 minutes to get to halftime. I heard the announcer say it.
That's too much.
That's ridiculous.
A
lot of bills being paid in that time.
With some of the practices you've seen, what's your impression of Mills Knight?
We hadn't seen any practices. He doesn't let us out there. But Mills Knight's a big old physical kid. He's going to be fine. He's going to be really good. Just hold on to him and turn him loose in a year.
Yep. You got to remember, he came from Canada, and he was a little rough on the edges when he came in, and big playbook, and he's just learning. But the skill set's definitely there.
Any chance Simmons is 100%? And if so, will he come in the game Saturday if Chambliss struggles?
Oh, if he struggles, he's going to have to do something.
Yeah. But, no, he's not 100%.
You don't think so?
No. I think he 100% wants to be in the game. But I don't think he's 100% health-wise.
I saw his ankle Saturday. It was still heavily bandaged.
It was.
While he was warming up, between in timeouts and all that.
He's not pushing off on it like he normally does, and some of the cells are flat and – I mean, but there's no doubt 100% he wants to be in the game. But I think it's good for for Simmons to protect him. I mean, he struggled some before he got hurt. You get him in there, limited mobility, and he really struggles. And, that can really set a kid back, mentally for a long time. We've seen in the NFL with many great quarterbacks coming into the league. And, he's vulnerable right now. So why put him in there when you could be setting him up to fail?
And let's get into the rest of the injury report, brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletic Department. 662-513-2000 or go to MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Well, for the first time, this isn't nothing but a bunch of guessing. I'd like to say, boy, here's it, but
right.
Delano Townsend, the left guard, left the game Saturday, but he just went in to get an IV, and he returned to the game, didn't miss any snaps, so he's fine. We think that Luke Haas is finally ready to play. He played, seven snaps Saturday?
Yeah.
Safety T.J. Banks is the one that I can't get a read on. I know he's injured, but I don't know what's wrong with him, and he hadn't played at all in the last couple of games.
He's got to be injured.
We need him.
There's some safety struggling back there.
And Tyler Banks, backup linebacker to Daughtry, has a lower body injury, but he played some Saturday.
Special teams.
But he didn't look 100%. And I don't know of anybody else. Simmons, we're all guessing on Simmons, but I think it's a pretty good guess to say that he's still hobbled.
Or you would have seen him Saturday, right? Yeah, you would have seen him against Washington State if he was 100%.
Probably.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. A close game. I don't know how you bench Chambliss. I don't know.
We'll be back with Harry Harrison next.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week. I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat at a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of our show brought to you by Gateway Tire, 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Welcome in, Harry Harrison.
What's going on, gentlemen, on a Monday night?
Well, we're still undefeated, brother.
Yes, we are. We came out of that bye week a little groggy and didn't put forth our best effort, but we're still undefeated. I know in years past we would have given that away, but not now.
Yeah, and Harry, a key thing to me is I didn't see many, if any, Rebels go down. Kept everybody healthy.
Yeah, everybody's healthy, Yancey. That's the way it looks. You know, you can go out there and see when if somebody's riding a bike in a black jersey, you know they're banged up. But I have not seen any of that in the last few weeks, and so that's always a good thing. Getting ready to go to Georgia, we just got to take our A game, guys.
No question about it. And what is the A game that's going to work against Georgia?
Well, you know, we got to be balanced, Chuck. Obviously, we got to be able to run the football, and you know, Georgia's given up, let's see what Georgia's given up, 185 yards a game rushing. We're averaging a little over 200. So, you know, Georgia, you know, throwing it 229, Rebels throwing it 311. So our offense is averaging about another 100 yards a game more than Georgia. But Georgia's defense, they can be had. I mean, they've still got talent, don't get me wrong, but you don't see that Davis guy or the other guy that's playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. You just don't see that monster over there that we've seen in the past. And our offensive line, Chuck, has gotten better each week. We didn't totally blow out, obviously, Washington State. We've all witnessed that. We've all seen it. But we still won the game. We're undefeated, and we're ranked number 5 in the country. So let's get back on track and take our A game to Georgia. And we got to give our quarterback plenty of time to throw, and obviously he's got to use his legs too. When you got a quarterback that can run, that gives you an extra running back that they can't account for, and I think that'll be big come Saturday.
Harry, Lane made a specific point Saturday night about how we lost the early momentum when we didn't score on our first two possessions, and then they went ahead and scored and took a 7-0 lead and had all the momentum. As a former All-American and player, tell people how important momentum is in a game.
Well, you know, Chuck, I can go back. This is a great example of a momentum change. I want to say it was 2007 in Starkville, Mississippi, and Ed Orgeron was the head coach. And we're beating them 14-0. He decides with about, I don't know, 6 or 8 minutes to go in the game out there in midfield on 4th and 2 to go for it. And they stopped us. And at that point forward, Ole Miss couldn't tackle. We couldn't pass. We couldn't catch. It was like a switch had flipped. And that's exactly, it wasn't quite to that degree on Saturday, but momentum is a big thing in football games. If you don't believe it, just watch Auburn and Georgia last Saturday night when, you know, Auburn, you know, we can argue about whether he scored or didn't score. I thought he did. Obviously, they said he didn't. And then Georgia takes that and drives down right before half, kicks an extra field goal. Instead of Auburn being up 17-0, now they're only up 10-3. Georgia comes out of the locker room second half and totally dominates the game. That's the momentum change. And that, once again, we didn't have quite that severity on this past Saturday with Washington State, but it did change things, you know. And the crowd wasn't as big as we'd hoped, but the crowd was waiting for something to get into the game. And, you know, it took us a while to get that going.
Harry, I'm a little mad at you. When you mentioned that fiasco over Starkville, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah. You remember that, Chuck?
I do. Do you remember Art Keogh, the offensive line coach?
I was on the
sidelines, and when Ed said we're going to go for it, Art Keogh came sprinting down to me. Why me? I don't know. I wasn't that close to Art. And he said, "Chuck, that SOB just got us fired." I said, "Yeah, you're probably right."
Let me follow up on that. I went back on the air in the post game, and I told David Kellum, I said, "Well, I'm either gonna get fired or Ed Orgeron is one on Saturday. I'm getting ready to talk about the dumbest football coach in America."
Oh Lord!
Unfortunately, he beat me to it.
I hear you,
Harry. Defensively, Ole Miss with Georgia's quarterback, he loves to make plays outside of the pocket. I don't think he's really that great of a pocket passer. How do you defend that to keep him inside those hash?
Well, you got to keep those running lanes tightened up. You know, if he was a Johnny Manziel threat, you know, Yancey, I think you'd have a spy on him. I don't think he's that type of threat. He loves to run the football. We know that. Can he beat you with his arm? He can, but that's not their forte. I mean, they're passing yards a game, 229 yards. Rebels averaging 311. You know, so that's not their what they lean on. I mean, they like to run the football, throw it enough to stay balanced and play good defense. That's kind of been Georgia's MO for several years now. But you got to play good defense up front. Those four are gonna have to keep, you know, their lanes have to be sharp. They can't let this guy break out and run. And then you got to be good tacklers. But I mean, I think our secondary can run with their receivers, and you got to play good coverage in the secondary. Obviously, he can beat you throwing the football, but I think that our secondary's gotten better. And we had a few lapses Saturday. One, nothing more than we were playing man coverage, and Ricky Fletcher just kind of went brain dead and let the guy run a deep post down the end zone. I guess he thought he was going to get safety help, but the safety was chasing someone else. So he flashed wide open. That was their first score, I think it was, in the game. And then we got better after that. But, we got the horses back there now to run with them.
Harry, Durkin really went after Georgia, putting extra people in the box and blitzing a lot. Do you look for Pete to kind of look at that and say, hey, we got to be a little more aggressive?
Yeah, Chuck, I have to agree with that statement. I think we're going to have to probably send some people. I thought, we tend to bend but not break type of defense rather than putting pressure. You know, last year we brought a lot of blitzes, and I think he's been picking his poison. I hadn't asked him this, not that he would tell me, but I for some reason just thought we were pretty vanilla on defense Saturday. We didn't bring a lot of pressure. We didn't show a lot of blitz packages. Could that be because we're going into Georgia this week? I don't know. I mean, that's up for discussion. But, yeah, I think we're definitely going to have to put pressure on Connor Stockton, no doubt about that. Gunner Stockton, excuse me. I have to agree with you. I think we got to bring some pressure on him. Now, if we can get to him with those four, that's beautiful. And then we got some pressure with three late in the game against Washington State. William Echols did a swim move, I think, over the right guard. The guy never even saw him. He was in the backfield so fast and tackled a quarterback that the guard never even saw him. But that was a heck of a play. And we only rushed three there. And then Cam Franklin had quite the game, Chuck, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He came from a lot of different – one of the leading tacklers in the game, had 1.5 sacks and one and a half tackle for loss. That's what you got to have out of your strong side defensive end. And both the guys I just talked about are both sophomores that have played limited snaps until this year. And now they're just getting better and better and better. But it's going to take that kind of effort. It's going to take an LSU type of effort against Georgia over there between the hedges for us to come out of there with a win, no doubt.
You know, some people have asked me what's wrong with Xavion Harris. And my response, Harry, from what I'm watching is – he's eating up blockers, and that's freeing Echols and Franklin a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely a space eater, no doubt about that, Chuck. And I really think he's probably better when they put him out at the defensive end spot. But most of the time, he's in there in a gap or over the head up mm-hmm. in the center, and he's a space eater, so he's taking on two guys, double teams, and things like that. And lots of times he's flashing into the backfield, which is, kind of changing the run game for whoever we're playing, but he's not making that many tackles himself. But once again, at Kentucky, he played defensive end quite a bit, and he was running the guys down up from the offside. So I was impressed with that. He's obviously very versatile, a big part of that defensive front, Chuck. Are guys, younger guys, possibly more talented? Yeah, probably so. But we got to have him to have a big game, too, come Saturday.
Harry, how did they get Santarian Moore involved with this new scheme? They're kind of playing him a lot out in coverages. How do you get him back to where he was last year and the year before?
Well, you got to turn him loose and maybe go get the quarterback, right? I mean, he's dropping in a lot of – he's playing more of an outside linebacker position and rather than rushing the passer. And so you got, if you want to get him in the backfield, we've done that a few times, but nothing like we did last year with that position. He's just been dropping in the coverages, and we've been rushing three and dropping eight. Pete's done that quite a bit. Don't know if that'll work Saturday night. Let's hope three and four will be able to get to the quarterback and give Georgia fits. But that, to answer your question, is you got to turn him loose and then go after the quarterback, first of all. And of course, he's been playing him kind of like a spy, dropping him in coverages, and then he runs so well, you want to get him involved in the rush to the quarterback, because even if he doesn't get there, if a guy breaks and runs, he can run him down from behind. I've seen that also this year, but that's just a different scheme we've been playing him as. And I don't have the answer as to why we're doing that, but we're 6-0, so they know more than I do.
Harry, offensively, what Trinidad is going to be his first true road game of his career. How big of a factor is that in your eyes?
I think Trinidad, with his age and his experience, I think he's going to be fine with that. Yeah, will it be loud in there? Yeah, it can get loud at that stadium in Georgia, no doubt. I think they held 92,000, but he just seems comfortable. I didn't think the first half he threw the ball as well as he did against LSU in the week before, but he settled down in the second half and was very comfortable. And then he ran a touchdown in from, 17 or 18 yards, broke containment when he didn't find anybody open. And he gives you that ability to do that too. And that's an edge for Ole Miss for sure. But I don't think that the time or the stadium will be too big for him.
Before you came on the air, Harry, we were talking about we wish that Kevin Smith might spell Kewon some, keep him fresh, because we saw what happened when he turned Henry Parrish into a workhorse last year, and Henry got hurt, in about the eighth game?
Got hurt against Arkansas over there.
Yeah, and, you know, he was done for the year. And we're kind of saying consensus in this room that Logan Diggs is ready to roll.
Yeah, he looks like he's ready. He looks quick, Chuck, and he's 215, 220, so he gives you a different dynamic for sure. Kawan Lacy, though, Chuck, I get what you're saying. He's getting pounded a lot, but he tends to get stronger the more you run him. I don't know how many carries he had on Saturday. I do
24.
Know that. He carried the ball 24 times Saturday for a net of 142 yards. 24 carries is a lot in a game, without a doubt, but – man, he makes a lot of people miss, doesn't he?
He does.
He gives them that leg and takes it away. But he's a dynamic back, you know. And I tell you, the thing that he doesn't get enough good credit for is his pass blocking.
I mean, he really
picks up those blitzes, and he doesn't miss. And he's not scared to stick it right there in their throat, that helmet, and block them. And does a great job with that. But we're going to need another gargantuan effort out of our running back game, whether it's he and Diggs or just him by himself. But, you know, Chambliss obviously will be involved with that. But, yeah, he's a different dynamic than him last year. Chuck, his kid's about 205. Parrish was running at about 180. And
That's true.
He was more of a north-south guy. Kawan Lacy gives you a lot of juke in him. He makes a lot of people miss, even though he does run north and south.
What do you think about Damian Taylor that you've seen of him in the practice?
You know, runs hard as a, 215-pound, 5'9", or 10 guy. A good back, if one of those guys got hurt, obviously you could use him, and we've used him sparingly. I don't think he's in the same class with Diggs and Lacy, especially not Lacy. He's close to Diggs in my estimation, but Lacy's pretty special, Chuck. I mean, we were really fortunate, really glad we got him, and he's only a sophomore, so he's only going to get better, but normally during the week, they're definitely not hitting Lacy. He's in a black jersey, even though he's not hurt. He's just making sure nobody – he takes enough pounding on Saturdays that he takes the week off from a hitting standpoint.
That's good.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We appreciate your attendance.
Thank you, Harry.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you, as always.
Hopefully in Georgia.
Let's talk Monday at 7-0.
That's good. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Later.
Time for our SEC at Ole Miss News, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the estate leader in Mississippi in the South. And as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. The SEC put out their media preseason basketball polls on all conference teams. As for Ole Miss, third team was Malik Dia on the men's side. The order of finish, Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, and Missouri in front of Ole Miss at number 8, and the women's club picked number 6 as the order of finish in the SEC with Cottie McMahon, a second team all-conference selection. Hoops coming up soon.
Yep. Yeah. I'll about just guarantee that they finish higher than 8th.
Next Monday night on the square, in fact, doing that rib jam again.
They're going to be special.
We'll be back and finish it up. Hang with us.
Let's go! Aye! Aye! Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, the final couple of things for us to do today on this version of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. One of them is the Red and Blue Chip Recruiting Segment, brought to you by the Grove Collective. They help create and enhance the NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes, giving them guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Yancey, what you got?
Yeah, a couple big uglies. Ole Miss is looking to flip right now. Tariq Jemison, four-star defensive tackle, offensive tackle, 6'5", 315. He was committed to Kentucky. He decommitted and set up an official visit the very next day to Ole Miss on November the 1st for the South Carolina game. Keep your ears out on that. Georgia also has an official visit lined up with him as well. 6'7", 220-pound, two-sports athlete Jordan Harris out of Arkansas was at the game Saturday. He's rated the number 48 overall hoops prospect by ESPN and plays defensive end in football. This will be his fifth unofficial visit to Ole Miss. So Jordan Harris, two-sports athlete, keeping the ears out for him. Jackson Academy, Amari Johnson decommitted from North Carolina recently, and he was at the Ole Miss game this Saturday. We'll see what happens with him. Another defensive tackle, Tywan Richardson, was at Ole Miss last weekend. He's been committed to Oklahoma, 6'3", 300-pound guy, rated the number 32 overall defensive lineman, the number one defensive lineman in the state of Virginia. Ole Miss has been on him hard as well. A couple basketball commitments that are coming up. 6'6", top 50 national shooting guard. Colbert Landrieu is down to Louisville State, Ole Miss, Purdue, A&M, and UConn. He's at a Wheeler High School in Georgia. Ole Miss had a lot of success at Wheeler lately. He makes his decision Wednesday. Number 82 overall recruit, Mississippi's top prospect, Sam Fuchs, is down to Georgia, Ole Miss, LSU, and Mississippi State. The 6'11 center at a Gluckstadt in Germantown High visited LSU over the weekend, and some are speculating he's going to end up at Gonzaga or LSU, but we'll see.
It's a pretty good list.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of keep in there with the top 100 guys, and it's all a numbers game. You get in on enough, you'll get enough. And also remember that we have the NIL coming up, right? And with that NIL, there's not going to be as much money with the revenue sharing, I'm talking about with the NIL aspect, as we've seen over, especially this past year. So they're going to have to really make some budget decisions on who they take and how much money they're asking for, because it's going to go down dramatically.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. I think they'll find a way around that, Yancey. The toothpaste is already out of the tube.
Yeah.
These kids aren't going to take pay cuts now.
But, Chucky, when you got to get approved for over $600 deals with the NIL.
They're going to find some kind of loophole on that or something.
Well, if anybody can figure it out, it'll be Walker Jones.
Yeah. The good, the bad, and the ugly are brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered. A certified GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Give them a call, please. 662-644-4297 or go to riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, the Rebels won. They're 6-0. This is a bottom line business, and that's the bottom line. The Rebels have beaten everyone who's lined up across from them so far this fall. You can't ask for anything else. Individually, running back Kewon Lacy continues to impress and be a catalyst for a rejuvenated run game. He gained 142 yards against the Cougars, a really good day's work for any running back. The Rebels remain in the top five in the nation. That's certainly a good thing. Also, overall, they seem to be pretty healthy heading to the stretch run and first off with Georgia Saturday.
Hear, hear.
Bad, okay, if you want to get picky, which I guess we're obligated to do, this performance against Washington State was the worst game the Rebels have played this season. For a good chunk of the game, they seemed uninspired. It's as if during the open week they forgot what had gotten them where they were. When they did get a good lead, they didn't finish the Cougars off. On defense, poor tackling at times and poor pass coverage at key times. On offense, they didn't finish drives like they had previously against a defense that gave up 59 points in consecutive games before coming to Oxford. Make no mistake about it, they can't play like that and beat Georgia.
Rat poison.
The ugly. If y'all watched that game Saturday night and you saw one coach, Georgia coach Kirby Smart, call a timeout and then said he was clapping, and even in his press conference after the game, he claims he didn't call a timeout. It was clear as day. I lost a little respect for old Kirb, I got to say. I thought it was an ugly exhibition of coaching.
Well, the crew that is supposedly the primetime crew to ref games are absolutely atrocious. Something's got to be done about it. I mean, they were atrocious against Auburn, Oklahoma, atrocious against Ole Miss, LSU. It's a common theme. They're very bad at what they do, and to stick them on the primetime games is just by the SEC.
It's hard for me to believe that Ken Williamson's crew is considered the primetime crew.
Well, they keep calling the primetime games. I mean, he's the worst in the country, and he needs to be called out. And it's
bad.
It is. I mean, I'm still waiting for who the crew's going to be against Ole Miss, and I'm just praying that it's not him.
Well, here's my opinion on the thing. And SEC's got plenty of money. Make them full-time employees. No need in trying to get a track coach from Saltillo to be an SEC official.
Yeah.
Give them $250,000 a year and make them be full-time officials and make them go to classes and
all
work
year long. Yeah. I know. You pay, you get what you pay for, so to speak.
I mean, it's sad. It really is.
It is.
Tough job as it is, but you're right. If you got to be a financial planner on Thursday and get wherever you're going to go for whatever game, it can become more difficult.
How do you stay on top of it like that?
You're only talking about a few million dollars that you'd be spending to do that for the officiating
course. I know, and it's don't tell me the SEC can't afford it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy that.
No.
2:30, number 5 Ole Miss, number 7 Georgia.
I'll tell you another thing. They got to get the nepotism out of it, too.
Yep.
Just because you're my cousin doesn't mean you're good enough to be an official.
No doubt.
You know.
No doubt.
I don't let my nephew write articles for the Ole Miss Spirit.
Well said.
You did let me do it, though, at one time.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Good Lord.
We're done.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.